Hello and welcome to the EDH RecCast. My name is Joey Schultz, and normally I would begin by introducing my co-host Matt Morgan, but I'm actually going to begin by introducing my co-host Dana Roach this episode. Dana, how you doing?
Hey Joey, where does Luke Skywalker love to shop?
Something Tatooine? No, I'm not sure. Where is that, Dana?
The secondhand store. Is it too soon?
Oh,
it's
that's
too soon, right?
That is a well, I don't know about a deep cut, but it certainly that's a
well, the deepest possible cut, apparently, all the way to the bone.
There you go. Oh man, wow. See, so for everyone listening, Matt Morgan is not actually with us this episode. He has just moved to a new house, so he is getting a whole bunch of stuff set up. So it's just going to be Dana and I for this episode. And Dana, as a result of that, I had hoped that maybe I would be able to escape the dad jokes because Matt's influence wasn't here, but I appear to be wrong.
Not to be, it's not to be. So yes, Matt is moving into his new house, which is by next week, we're hoping he will have things with his parole officer squared away, so he should be back and on the show.
Dana,
and good to go.
Do not spread misinformation about our wonderful dad jokester Matt Morgan while he's away and can't defend himself.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't want anyone to get the wrong idea about Matt.
You are
definitely innocent of all the things he's been accused of, and I'm going to stick to that story just like his lawyer told me.
Anyway, this is the EDH RecCast. EDH Rec is the best deck building resource on the web for the Commander format, compiling data from deck lists all over the internet to provide helpful recommendations for new Commander decks. And here on the podcast, what we usually like to do is give all of the data a little more context, but what Dana likes to do is apparently throw shade against Matt when he can't defend himself. Dang, Dana, you've got a sassy attitude today. I love it.
I'm feeling it. I'm getting ready to go to Command Fest Indy, so all around me is chaos as I'm packing to go, and we'll see how much of that bleeds over into this Matt-less show we're doing.
I can absolutely appreciate that. And hey, what is it that we are talking about in this week's episode?
We are going to do a community spotlight and talk about other content creators whose content we enjoy.
Yeah. Since this is an episode where Matt's not with us, and also since I am just coming off of plug, I just am now, this is the first episode that we're recording since I got back from the pre-release with Loading Ready Run with my fellow guests, Talia Vess and Cedric Phillips. And it was such a wonderful time. The full VOD of the entire pre-release is on YouTube. You can check it out on their channel. And that's kind of just got us in the mood to like celebrate stuff. Like Matt's got a new house and we want to celebrate the other people that we've worked with and just celebrate some wins, celebrate some dubs out there, you know? So we want to talk about other content creators because they do amazing, just really amazing work. And we want to spotlight them a little bit because, we just want to focus on some joys sometimes. So yeah, we're going to talk about other creators whose work we admire. But real quick, before we get into that, we have some thank yous to do. One of them is a quick thank you to Chase, aka Manicurves, for helping us with the post-production of the show. And of course, Dana, we got to thank our sponsors too.
We do. The EDH RecCast is sponsored by Card Kingdom and TCG Player. Shopping with them is like getting a master set made entirely of other master sets. Just go to EDH Rec and pick the card in question and choose the vendor link down below. Doing so supports both the site and the show.
That's awesome. You can also find us on patreon.com/EDHRecCast. We appreciate all of our patrons so much, and we have a bunch of really, really wonderful benefits over there. So you can check us out there, patreon.com/EDHRecCast, sign up to our Discord, or sign up to things like our weekly shout out. And this episode, we wanted to give that shout out to Taylor Levesque. Taylor, thank you so, so much for becoming one of our patrons. We appreciate each and every one of you. Y'all are the best.
Yeah, thank you very much, Taylor. And to fill in for Matt, I'm supposed to make some kind of a joke, but the only thing I can come up with Levesque is that's Triple H's real name, and I don't know much about wrestling, so we're just going to assume you are the son of famous WWE wrestler Triple H and not make you or your father angry.
So Dana, I have literally no idea what any of the words that you just said mean at all. Like just unironically, completely nonplussed over here. I understand that it was a sentence. I understand that each individual word had meaning, but when you put them together like that, all of that went right over my head.
I guarantee that, the community spotlight crew that we will eventually get to mentioning at the CCO podcast, Ryan and Brando, notorious pro wrestling fans, know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's a future shout out for Ryan and Brando.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Wow, I didn't realize how much Matt's presence on the podcast actually helps keep us in line.
Right.
We're really going off the rails without Matt's influence here.
Pretty much.
Keeping things wholesome. So yeah, okay, let's actually just get into it. Let's do a quick community spotlight. This episode, we'll try and keep it just short and sweet and just highlight some other folks whose work we really love. I think actually the first thing to do is to knock out a couple of the big ones that probably everyone already knows, because there are such amazing and famous folks out there whose work we absolutely do admire. You know, we've worked with the Command Zone for so long, after all, and the Command Zone is just top-tier Commander content. And of course, everyone knows Tolarian Community College. Prof has that amazing new Shuffle Up and Play series going on that sometimes features Commander gameplay. So those are some absolute, you know, just beacons that we've got to shout out first and foremost, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Commander Versus has been putting out fantastic gameplay videos since people have been putting out gameplay videos, basically. It was one of the originals and still remains one of the best. And I guess the same is very much true of MTG Mudsta.
Oh, yeah. So
putting out just excellent Commander gameplay videos since as long as I've been playing Commander, more or less.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's especially nice to notice the different ways that each of these creators approach content. Like Command Zone is going to give you that high quality, almost reality television cutaway sort of vibe where you can see the inner thoughts of every player. Whereas, you know, Mudsta boils things down and can usually get you a full game narrated in like 15 minutes. And that's a very different energy to the stuff that Commander Versus is doing, which is very much like, oh, it feels like I'm at home, like I'm playing at a regular table and it feels very homey. And then a prof, of course, is off being prof. And hey, also, there's MTG Goldfish. We got to shout them out, especially Tomer is a really fun energy that I know spending time with him is absolutely always a blast. So those are definitely, I think, some of the biggest creators we've got to shout out. And I really appreciate the different ways that they've each approached Commander content.
Yeah, I mean, the game has changed very much in the last, you know, five-ish years or so. Since we started, basically, there was just back in the day, way less content out there. And today at this point, you could just never listen to or watch all of it. There's so many different people making fantastic Commander content these days. It's good to be able to narrow down a few of them and throw some of our favorites out there for you.
Yes, 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 yes. And those are definitely some of the big ones, but I think those are probably some of the ones that everyone already knows. So now let's spend a little bit of time talking about some of the other shows that maybe people haven't heard of, maybe you have, or I don't know. We just want to say, here's some other things that are really awesome to check out. And one of the first ones that I would like to start with is the show Elder Dragon Hijinks, which is run by Alias V and Olivia Gobert-Hicks, amazing friends of the show. I have appeared in a couple of their episodes before. It is a just riotously good time. And honestly, I am really, really impressed with how well Ailey is able to pull a full gameplay together. It is all played digitally. It is all over spell table. And yet it does not feel like a spell table game. It feels like a really well put together and well crafted episode. And the guests are always so dang funny.
It helps that the two of them are probably both entertaining if they're just reading a phone book. Like when you have people that are just always interesting to listen to, that goes a long way. And this is a perfect example of a show where they just do so much work to be entertaining just on top of the actual gameplay that's really good.
Yes, very much. And of course, you can always check them out at their streams, Alias V. You can find hers at twitch.tv/AliasV. Though I will note that I think she does more arena content than commander content most of the time. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, there's also Olivia's stream, which is twitch.tv/AffinityArtifacts, where both of us had made several appearances too, because it's an amazing place to just go and get to play games with a bunch of other folks in the community. And that one is very much just an excuse to hang out with people, and Commander happens to be there.
Yeah. Olivia's Affinity for Artifacts stream, very much like a hangout show, and it's a lot of fun, really casual, just like people who love Commander and like BSing and having a good time. It's just all right there. It's very much the epitome of like a fantastic pod at your LGS or at your kitchen table on a Saturday night.
Yes. And it's awesome too. Like there, we've been able to play against a whole bunch of different folks in the community. You know, that's where we got to both meet Jim from the Spike Feeders, for example, for the first time. And it's where we've had the ability to play against folks like Brian Kibler out there as well. Like there's just a whole bunch of folks that are really awesome. It's nice to see that. That's just a really cool, I don't know, I want to say like a bastion of like creators. It's a wonderful web that branches out into a whole bunch of different areas. So yeah, just really big shout out for them. They do such amazing and just such dang funny work. And so, yeah, wanted to absolutely give them a shout out.
So another channel I'm a big fan of is One More Mana, featuring Sed and Ken and Derek, all who have made two or three appearances on our stream and recently got to pop up on the Prof's channel as well on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about them a lot, but like that's because they're just fantastic content creators and generally fun people to hang around with. And we get to spend some time at Command Fest Richmond hanging around with the One More Mana crew, particularly Ken and Derek. That was a blast. We played multiple games each single day. We got to hang out after hours with them. It was, they were as delightful in person as they've been in the past on stream.
Yes. Yeah. There's a reason that we never shut up about them. It's because you need to go subscribe to their channel. They are so dang funny. The way that they approach the game is extraordinarily just gut busting. And every time that they've been on the stream, we have laughed so hard that we cried. And they also sometimes stream EDH content themselves as well. So you should definitely check out all of the stuff that they're up to. Yeah. We can't get over them because they... When they pull out jokes about like the Commander Petty, which is one of the things that they're a little bit more famous for, and then they start making jokes about like Petty LaBelle and Petty Murphy and stuff like that, I'm just like, this is absolutely going to break me. And it always does. They are just so dang funny. So yeah, One More Mana crew, cheers to y'all. Everyone's got to go check out their channel. It's so, so good. If you are in the mood also for even more Commander gameplay, I also want to shout out here Quintessential Commander with Esmond as one of the leads on that channel. This is genuinely one of the best EDH gameplay pods that you're going to find out there. It is edited so extremely well. The group is just dynamic and funny and full of personality. And they actually, this is the thing that I'm really impressed by. They have all of these very subtle but really awesome special effects that add a lot of flair to their episodes. It really feels like a great time at your local gaming store, but there's a lot of spice that's thrown in there to make it look really, really awesome. So yeah, Quintessential Commander, you might find it under the name Gameshaven as well, but it's a channel that I hope continues to rise as much as it does because it's such awesome work.
Yeah, it's four people playing head to head to head, which really adds an energy. Like you can do a lot over spell table, but it's really difficult to replicate the energy and kind of group dynamics you get when everyone's together in the same room. Mm-hmm. And that channel in that show does just an amazing job of like capturing the best version of that, of just a group of close friends together playing their favorite game.
Exactly. Can't recommend them enough.
So we could have very easily mentioned this next content creator in kind of our original blurb about well-known quality shows. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about Riftic Studies anyway.
Ah, yes, let's do that. Yeah.
And the reason I think Sam stands out so much is I don't know if anybody does the kind of deep dives that he does on whatever particular subject he's talking about in the video that week. It's like a research project kind of he does, and he does these deep dives filled with an insane amount of background information while also making it interesting and light and entertaining. And those are very difficult things to do separate from one another, yes, let alone combining them into one product. His videos are just bar none, some of the best things out there. And he's definitely grown in popularity the last few years, and it's well earned considering the absolute quality of his product.
Yeah, Riftic Studies is the aspiration for Magic content creators. Mm-hmm. You know, like he's a Magic content creator, but he's also the type of it. Like, for example, his video on the Black Lotus that has 2.5 million views, and I hope at the time that you're listening to this, it's now on to 3 million views or something like that, because it is like it's a way that is so accessible for even people who don't play Magic to enjoy the artistry that goes into the game's production. It is some of the best work ever out there. Folks probably already know about it, but Dana, you're absolutely right. This is a wonderful thing to shout out because, Sam, we just want to tell you how much we love your stuff. It's so quality. I have no other word for it except quality.
Well, it's one of those things, like the response I consistently have to Sam's videos are, I didn't know I wanted to know more about that thing. and I'm so glad I now know it.
There you go. Absolutely. I love that. Moving right along now, how about we also shout out someone that the community is probably really familiar with, but do you know his show, Casual Magic with Shivam Butt? These shows are just so much dang fun. So Shivam has his podcast, Casual Magic, where he interviews a bunch of community members to get their perspective on the game and get their perspective on the community. It's really wonderful to hear all these voices from all across the entire Magic playing community. And it's just a really delightful time because you get to hear passionate people be passionate about the stuff they're passionate about. I have guested on the Casual Magic show myself. And then I've just always needed to tune in more and more and more to hear all of these amazing voices, because you get some really spicy hot takes and you get some really wholesome stuff in there too. You get to hear people talk about their experiences with different games and how that influences Magic design or their approach to making Magic content. You get to hear from pros and you get to hear from up and comers. It's just a really great sampling of the entire community, and it's run by one of the most passionate voices for Commander out there.
And you also oftentimes get to hear a side of people that maybe you don't get to hear somewhere else, where they're usually talking exclusively about Commander. Shivam tends to take people down kind of alleys sidewalks and in halls that people don't often go down. You get just like interesting, genuine conversations that go in directions you're not always expecting. And that is pretty fascinating sometimes. It's one of the few places you can kind of get the Magic personalities talking about things that aren't necessarily Magic related.
I really like that. There was a recent episode with Shivam had Olivia Gobert Hicks back on the show, and I was listening to that while trying to work out. And I use the word trying there because it was so funny that I had to, like, I can't be around heavy equipment right now. I will hurt myself because I'm laughing too hard at all of this because of how dang entertaining they are. So yeah, no, Dana, that's a really wonderful point too. But it's entertainment, and you are definitely going to learn something new. And I've never left one of his shows without a smile on my face, you know?
Well, in a similar vein, there's a show out of Australia, the Commander Crunch show. Oh. It's Sam and Al, and they do kind of deep dive interviews as well with people, but they are real deep dive interviews. They'll talk to someone for like 2 to 3 hours from the community and go really deep into, you know, like even the level of what their favorite music is, like historical figures they like. Like, it's a legitimate deep dive interview with people. I think the one I did there ran a little over 2. And I think when Max from my other show, Commander Central, was on, I think he went almost 3 hours with them.
Oh, wow.
There's some just crazy long interviews with content creators. And I think they're on a bit of a break right now. I'm not sure if there's been a new show in the last couple months, but the back catalog is up entirely, and it's worth going back through if you want to hear some really long, really detailed interviews with some of your favorite content creators.
That's really fantastic. This isn't a show that I'm familiar with. I'm sure that there will be other folks on in my notes here that you're not familiar with too. But that's the whole point of this, right? Is that, like, look, even on the show where we want to introduce people to other stuff that maybe they haven't heard of, you're introducing me to stuff that I haven't heard of. So I really love that. Yeah, that's really wonderful. I'll definitely have to go check them out. But Dana, I gotta say, while you were talking there, I couldn't help but notice that in my notes for the show, I had neglected to mention CMDR Central, Commander Central, your other podcast, and you just mentioned it there, and I was like, oh yeah, that's maybe a show that we should, like, yeah, feel free to take the mic, dude, and talk about your other podcast as well, because that is also Commander related, and it probably fits within the realms of this episode that we're talking about, and I didn't think about that until this moment.
I guess it does. I have another show, Commander Central, that actually predates me doing EDH Reccast with a couple of my actual local friends here in town, and we just talk about Commander. We try to do something every week that's a learning opportunity. So we'll talk about some subject that hopefully you can walk away getting a different perspective on how to, you know, use counter spells or protect your deck or ramp or whatever it winds up being. So, yeah, I mean, if you can tolerate me here, you can hopefully tolerate me there as well and give us a listen at Commander Central.
That is fantastic. I just couldn't believe that I didn't remember to do that.
I didn't either. I didn't put it in the notes either.
All right.
Awesome. I figured it was too much like wearing the t-shirt of the band you're going to see.
Or here's a thing you've roasted me about before, using our own playmat when we're streaming on twitch.tv/EDHRecCast.
There we go. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
And I know that you tease me about it, but you know what? It's a good playmat. I like it.
It is a good playmat. You're correct.
All right. Let's move on now. I really quick want to shout out Tappy Toe VODs as well. Folks are probably familiar with Tappy Toe Claws, the amazing dinosaur in the community. She is so wonderful. Getting to meet Tappy at the Magic Fest in Richmond was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. We stayed up until like 2 a.m. talking about Eurovision for way too long. And Tappy Toe Claws has also just started a YouTube channel. She started it on her birthday, actually. So you can go check out her Twitch VODs, which are now on her YouTube channel, Tappy Toe VODs, as well. She is an electric energy, very, very fun stuff going on there. So definitely go and support her new endeavors as well if you want some spicy takes from a really awesome cosplayer and human dinosaur.
Well, you know, speaking of electric personalities and dynamic takes, the Commander Sphere podcast.
Yeah.
You know, one of the trickiest things to do, particularly given how crowded the field for Commander content creation is to find a niche that somebody else isn't really filling. Rachel Weeks and Dan Sheehan have found the niche by just being like some of the funniest people that have ever talked about Magic in general. Their episodes just are the most out there, off the wall, hilarious things you can think of.
Yes.
They're just doing something nobody else is doing, and it's amazing content.
Yeah, they are professional comedians talking about Magic. They have entire episodes about which dragon will make the best step-parent for your kid and which planeswalker is the best at smooching. Like, but then they also will do deep dives into like the philosophies of the band list. And it's just, it's going to be some of the silliest and yet subtly informative stuff that you'll ever listen to. They have actually cost me sleep because of how funny their jokes are and how I couldn't get those jokes out of my head for like many, many hours up into the night. So yeah, Commander Sphere, you've got to go check them out too. Rachel and Dan are, again, just so dang entertaining. That is one of the things I'm noticing that I really enjoy so much about the content that I listen to, is that I love the charming personalities and just how much humor and verve all of these creators are able to bring to every project that they're in.
Well, we can move on from talking about a couple of professional comedians to a couple of professional stats challengers, which would be us, because we're going to challenge some stats here, Joey.
Oh, wow. You keep on beating me at these segues here, dude. Don't you come for my gig? Like, what? Yeah.
You're the only one left. I've already taken Matt out.
Ah! Oh, that's why Matt's not on this episode. Oh, no. Yeah. The truth has come out. Okay, yeah. Quickly, to save my bacon, we've absolutely got to get into challenge the stats, because there's so much data on EDHREC, but we don't always agree with it. Sometimes we think that cards are overplayed or underplayed. Dana, how about you just take us right into it? What's your challenge this week, my guy?
My challenge comes from a super fan and a super stream supporter, Crab Baskets.
Yo!
And actually, it's a very cool one. He's challenging the stats on the card Familiar Ground. It's an old enchantment, 2 and a green. Each creature you control can't be blocked by more than one creature. That's generally actually pretty useful, particularly if you are in a deck that's has fairly fragile things that you don't want to see get teamed up on and get blocked. But specifically, the card he's pointing out is in Abomination of Llanowar decks. Abomination of Llanowar, 3 mana for a elf horror with vigilance and menace, and its power and toughness are equal to the number of elves you control plus the number of elf cards in your graveyard. Menace, though, is what's kind of important here. Menace says this creature can't be blocked by 2 or more creatures. And when you combine that with Familiar Grounds, each creature you control can't be blocked by more than one creature. That triggers an old ruling from way back in 2004 that says, when combined with an effect that reads each creature you control can't be blocked, except by 2 or more creatures, none of your creatures can be blocked. So that kind of predates menace as a keyword, but it's the same principle. Mm. Basically, in that deck, your commander with a familiar ground elf becomes unblockable. And Abomination of Llanowar in an elf deck tends to get real swole real quick. So being able to swing through at somebody with a ginormous commander and have it be unblockable is real, real useful. And currently, right now, that's only in 18 decks for a super cheap enchantment. That's, you know, the card type that's probably hardest to remove in Commander. It's also a dirt cheap card that you can pick up for next to nothing. I think that's a really good pick from Crab Baskets, and I think that should be in more Abomination of Llanowar decks.
This is such a good pick. I actually use a similar trick to this in my Graven Predator Captain deck. I use cards like Vorak, Battlehorns, and Silent Arbiter, which also have similar text to this familiar ground card, and my commander with Natural Menace, it suddenly can't be blocked by anything at all because of these weird interactions. This is a really, really fantastic pick. I would even say the card Chishiro, the Shattered Blade, that is a new Kamigawa Neon Dynasty commander, precon commander, who creates spirit creature tokens with menace. So that could be another place to potentially use this enchantment too. Or Lathril, Blade of the Elves, that one also has natural menace. So yeah, this is a really cool thing. If you are in a green commander deck and you've got menace, this is an enchantment that makes your commander unblockable, and that's really valuable. That's really good.
So Crab Baskets, thank you for the challenge, and thanks for everything you do on our stream every week, showing up and being one of the most loyal fans we have.
Heck yeah. Okay, I'll move to my challenge now, and this one actually was recommended to me by a buddy who has a Rakdos the Showstopper deck. Rakdos the Showstopper is basically the Thanos demon commander. When it enters play, you flip a coin for each non-demon and non-devil-y type of creature, and if their coins come up tails, then those creatures go away. He just snaps, then boom, a bunch of the board will be wiped out. And my buddy here pointed out that the card Tavern Scoundrel shows up in nearly a quarter of Rakdos decks, and that probably shouldn't be happening. Tavern Scoundrel says whenever you win a coin flip, you create two treasure tokens, which does sound really powerful when your commander flips a bunch of coins, except that Rakdos doesn't say that you win any coin flips. Rakdos just says that you destroy each creature whose coin comes up tails. There's no winning of coin flips involved here. I've done some similar challenges like this in the past, especially for commanders like Okaun and Zendersplit. This is a thing that you really have to be careful about. So if you are playing any of those luck-ish based commanders, make sure that you're paying very careful attention to the cards that say when you win a coin flip and the cards that just care about what the result of the coin flip is. This is a pretty tricky non-bo, so if you're playing Tavern Scoundrel in the Rakdos deck, you could probably cut it and find room for a much bigger and badder demon.
This, I will note, is the super easy thing to miss. I mean, I absolutely, if I was playing some kind of a coin flip deck, would just have done a search for coin flip and probably added this to the deck. That's definitely a simple one to miss out on for sure. So good challenge there, Joey.
Yeah. Thanks to our friends and to our supporters on this. Like, yeah, it takes a village, and that's why this episode is fun. Absolutely. Because we get to talk about all of the other folks in the village making all of the awesome content and stuff. So, like, yeah, we appreciate all the folks supporting us, and we appreciate the other folks whose work we admire. And let's get back to talking about them. Dana, who's another person that we want to highlight here?
I'm going to talk about a personal favorite of mine, the Legendary Creature Podcast. Kyle Wheeler and Andy Pinkston out of Utah, and their show's been running, I want to say almost 6 years now. They started way back about when I started Commander Central. I just like probably genuinely enjoy the content from them more than almost any Commander podcast I listen to week in and week out. Mm. You know, they swear a lot. It tends to be a little bit adult in how they talk and stuff, but I really like just the structure of the show. It's very much kind of a Socratic dialogue between the two of them where they're just thinking out loud for an hour. Like, they'll start kind of with a question or an idea and then just bounce off one another, basically talking through their thought process over the course of the entire show. I just find that fascinating. You just get to hear kind of the gears turn in their brains as they talk about whatever the topic they're talking about is. And I find it both fascinating for entertainment purposes And it's also, I think, really, really instructional. I think they're both very smart players and brewers, and I think they have a lot of interesting things to say. And the way they conduct that discussion and run that show just really resonates with me as something I find that entertaining and enlightening week in and week out.
That is dang glowing praise right there. I will put aside the fact that I'm a little bit hurt that you said that they are your favorite podcast to listen to and that our podcast is not your favorite. But it's okay. I'll get over it. I'll get over it because that does sound like a really awesome time. I love that type of introspection in content.
So, okay, Joey, so that was one of my favorites. So what do you have for something you really enjoy listening to?
I actually would love to shout out some folks over on Twitch, actually. So the Pod MTG, aka Zero Games, Bert is a really, really fun and chill dude. And also, if you ever go to twitch.tv/Kurohitsky, he is another really chill EDH streamer that I'd love to shout out here. Kurohitsky also does some other video game content as well on his Twitch, but you can always find him playing some EDH on there as well. And Bert is playing EDH streams on Monday nights. They have both guested on our stream, twitch.tv/EDHRetcast, and they are just such a fun time. Kuro in particular absolutely just demolished us with just a fantastic Araumi deck. Just so many things were encored from the graveyard, and it was such a wonderful time. And when we played with Zero Games as well, he had a Kalain deck that I just loved to see so much. So many treasures that was just pumping up a bunch of creatures, and he busted out a Neheb the Eternal deck, which makes mana for each damage your opponent have taken that turn, and then he played a Heartless Hitetsugu to cut all of our lives in half, so he made like 60 mana in a single turn, and it was just also wonderful, awesome stuff to see. So I'd love to shout out their stuff too. Check them out on their Twitch streams if you want to see some awesome folks playing some really clever decks.
Yeah, they were a blast to have on the stream, and they are just as good on their own individual streams as well, so absolutely worth checking out.
By the way, Dana, you mentioned at the beginning of the show a quote future shout out. Should we pay off that now? Should we?
We might as well. Commander Cookout with Ryan and Brando way up in Canada, the goons from Saskatoon. they also kind of started off roughly at the same time that I did at Commander Central. There weren't a lot of shows around back then, so I kind of became friends with those guys because we all started off at the same time. Ryan also does his own show, Commander Ad Populum, that's worth listening to. Mm. But the thing I would say about them, we talked about how Commander Sphere kind of found a way to find their own unique niche. Commander Cookout is just the most Canadian thing that ever Canadianed. It's the thing that you would expect from a couple of guys who love being the things you'd expect from Canadians. It's a fantastic show with a lot of beer and wrestling and hockey references, and they have a fantastic interaction with their community. It's just a lot of fun, and I can't recommend their show enough. They're both a couple of great guys to hang out with in person, and they put on a heck of a podcast.
They're the most Canadian thing that is ever Canadian. That's the phrase to win all phrases.
That's grammatically correct, I believe.
Yes, as a professional editor, I will approve that sentence totally worked. That's wild. I want to shout out two other awesome creators out there to hear. And these are, we're kind of running a full gamut here. First up, Anomaly is another guest that we've had on our stream before too. And they are famous for their Chatterfang deck and going nuts with squirrels, lots of squirrel tokens. You'll find a lot of their stuff on TikTok, but yeah, just one of the most like ceaselessly positive forces in the community that I've ever seen. So just like big shout outs to Anomaly. And I also want to shout out the Fairy Conclave podcast as well, which Dana and I have actually both guested on. It's a really laid back interview kind of show with Magic community members about their favorite decks. So Dana, you've gone on to talk about your Vela deck in depth. I have been on there to talk about my Wilhelt the Rotcleaver deck in depth. And that is just a really awesome forum for you to be able to hear people be very passionate about the specific decks that they've put their heart and soul into. So I love the joy that both of those creators always manage to bring out in people.
Yeah, that was a really fun interview. And, you know, it's really nice to hear creators talk about their specific decks. I do find that to be both interesting and useful. I think as a person who really enjoys the brewing process, hearing the thought process from other content creators regarding the decisions they've made in their deck is, again, one of those things that's both entertaining to me and useful as a thought exercise. So I really do enjoy that part of that show, and it's worth listening to. And I actually, Joey, yours was your Wilhelm episode was excellent, because that was a relatively new deck for you at the time, I believe.
Yes, it was. And it was fun to be able to explore that and all of the the weird facets and the way that I play my zombie deck like I'm a zombie.
Yeah, no. Excellent show, worth checking out for sure.
Who do we got next?
You know, we can go old school here to, I think, perhaps the longest running show on this list that we're talking about. Brainstorm Brewery.
Hey!
featuring Corbin Hostler and Douglas Johnson, and I think there's some other guy. Jason Ault from EDH Rec, our kind of boss, I guess, technically. He's the content manager at EDH Rec. Jason's the guy that gave me my first job doing content creation, hiring me as a writer at EDH Rec. I owe him a lot for that. I really appreciate him taking a chance on me when I first started out.
Same.
But it's genuinely really a very good show. They've been talking about Magic Finance for a whole lot of years. And over the course of that time have kind of morphed a little bit. They were very kind of nuts and bolts about saving money, making money with Magic Finance over the years. And they still do some of that, but the show is much more like just talking about what's happening in the world of Magic and how that impacts card prices. So that's still part of the show, but it's just genuinely entertaining hearing guys that have, you know, 400 to 500 episodes each over the course of, you know, 7 or 8 or 10 years. I'm not even sure how long it's been on, talking about all the different things that have to do with both EDH and in non-EDH formats and how those things affect your pocketbook. It's just an excellent show and worth checking out. If you missed the first 500, it's pretty easy to jump into 501.
Yeah, it's, you know, EDH is a really expensive hobby. Like, it could be really expensive. And it's nice to have some shows out there that are like, all right, here's how to make your buck go a little bit farther. Here's how to save some money playing this very expensive game. And they've had on some also amazing guests on their show as well. They also find a bunch of amazing folks in the community. They've had Josh Lequai on their show. They've had Ristic Studies Sam on their show. And yeah, it's just a very, it can be sometimes a bit of a snarky energy. That's definitely a thing to be prepared for. It's a different sense of humor than some of the other creators that we've shattered out here. But yeah, as you said, Dana, we definitely we are very grateful to folks like Jason for helping give us a boost, helping give us a chance in the first place and to make a whole bunch of stuff. So it's really awesome to see all of those things unfold. And hey, you may even save a buck while you're listening as well, which is very valuable.
Absolutely.
Moving right on, I'd also like to shout out here the BM cast real quick. This is Emma and Scott. So at MZine and at Civantier, they are from across the pond, and they do a budget Magic podcast to help out all of the budget conscious Magic players out there. And frequently you will find featuring on their show our friend Angelo, aka at the Jess Guy, who is one of our EDH Rec writers. I want to note real quick that Emma is also on the Pauper format panel, which is a bit like the Commander Advisor Group, but for the Pauper format instead of the Commander format. But they're a really, really entertaining show. And again, it's all about finding ways to save money playing the game that you love so much while still making decks that pack a huge wallop.
Yeah, and they were both nice enough to stay up till the middle of the night for them to play on our stream a couple months back. And the games were fantastic. I had a blast playing with them, and they were both delightful considering it was in the middle of the night and they had to have a pretty disrupted sleep schedule to join us. So BMcast is absolutely worth checking out, and if they're ever online playing anywhere, absolutely worth watching as well.
Yes, they are. And actually, you know what? I want to turn right back around with another recommendation here for Tabletop Jocks. This is Joe Johnson's newest show, and you can find them on YouTube. They are also often featuring amazing talents on their show, like Michael Kritz, for example, and Lexi, aka Black Girl Mage. And we've had all of them on our stream too. And now Tabletop Jocks is also even featuring guests like the one and only Post Malone on their show. So it's also just another way of finding Commander gameplay that has a very contagious energy.
Yeah, that's a good way to phrase it, because that's very much an energetic show that comes at this from an angle that most shows don't. There's just It's infectious to watch Tabletop Jocks, and I'm really glad Joseph Johnson has found a new outlet for that energy, for sure. The last show I'm going to throw out here, they're not necessarily local, but the Scrap Trawlers show,
hey,
featuring Andy and Nick and Bobby Christine and Lenny Woolley, was originally Andy and Nick, who are located in at least the same state as me. So I've gotten to play a lot of games in person with them over the years at a couple of different Command Fest or GP style events. And I've also gotten to play in their stream a couple times. They are a lot of fun. They do like theme and budget decks and challenges. I think the last time I was on, we had a $50 budget and had to pick commanders from the original Zendikar block.
Oh, what?
So like they do things like that, and it's a really enjoyable stream to watch, and they're absolutely worth checking out. And hey, and any chance to shout out Lenny Woolley is always we'll take. Given the opportunity as well.
Yes. This show is so good at just being all around goofballs. Mm-hmm. And like, I just want to shout out that Lenny is also genuinely one of the cleverest deck builders I've ever met. And you can check out his series on EDHREC as well. It's just a riotously good time. So yes, definitely big recommendation to the Scrap Trawlers channel. It's Dana, I thought that this was going to be like a decently short show for us to do.
We talked about it beforehand. We're like, well, if it goes, you know, half hour, it'll be good.
but like, I'm so happy about how many wonderful things we have to say about folks. And at this point, we're actually like almost running out of time. Well,
no, I was kind of making a note to myself that I wonder if we should do a second one of these down the road, because there's a bunch of people I would still talk about that we didn't get a chance to cover.
Yes. And so that's just it. There are plenty of other folks out there that we didn't even get a chance to mention. For example, if you're ever in the mood for non-Commander content, we've got to shout out Power Dragon, Daquan Watson, who's also on the Commander Advisory Group. And he's probably like the most prolific Magic content creator out there right now. I would also love to shout out Philippa Carolla, who's really charming, plays a lot of Arena on her stream, and will also bust out a Korvold deck whenever the time is right. And those aren't usually Commander content, but they are still wonderful forces in the community. And that's just like, I feel like we've barely scratched the surface. There are so many fantastic folks. And if there are folks not on this list, please let us know in the comments. Let us know online. Reach out to us to tell us about your favorite creators as well. There are definitely holes in the Magic content that we consume. We have certain things that we usually gravitate towards a little bit more than others, but there's a whole big world out there of people that we just don't happen to know yet. And we would love to get to know all of these things a whole lot more. So folks, definitely shout out your favorites in the comments and let us know online, because man, I'm just so happy, and I'm really like, I'm just so overjoyed right now about how many fantastic creators there are out there that we could shout out in this episode, you know?
Well, if we have time to talk about one more,
yeah.
Is there somebody you'd like to mention, Joey?
Yes, finally, let's end this episode off by giving a terrific shout out to our co-editor, Chase, aka Mana Curves. You can check out their streams, give them a follow. Chase is all around one of the most wonderful people and just an exceedingly genuine and charming people that I've had the chance to meet in the Magic community. Chase, you are a joy to work with, and your content is so dang awesome. It's really fun. You're trying out a whole bunch of amazing stuff. The streams are really great and dang funny, featuring amazing guests. Chase even tried out ASMR on their YouTube videos as well. Magic crack packing ASMR at one point. So Chase is always down to try out something new and a little bit goofy. I would just say, watch out for any surprise Blightsteel Colossuses that Chase might tutor out. You can never be like, Chase sort of lulls you into a false sense of security, and then bam, the infect will happen. So you got to watch out for that. But Chase is very wholesome, aside from the infect.
Yeah, you're like, I can't believe that happened from someone who only single sleeves their decks like a monster. So
Dana.
Yeah, so it's the dirty secret we discovered from them when we were in Richmond.
I can't believe that you are going onto this podcast and using it as a bully pulpit to call out Chase for single sleeping.
I shouldn't have revealed their secret like that. But Chase, everyone can change. We can all learn to double sleeve our decks, and I'm rooting for you.
I have heard that Chase has actually double sleeved that Chandra deck now. But Dana, I think that you might need to watch out. You know. Once again, we're going off of the rails since we don't have Matt's wholesomeness.
I'm definitely going to get Blightsteeled for that comment.
You are absolutely going to get Blightsteeled. And I wouldn't be surprised if Matt has some type of Valduk coming your way as well for the comments you made about him at the opening.
I probably deserve it.
Probably. I think you deserve it. Dang it. This has been way too much fun. I'm so happy that we have been able to talk about all these folks. It's such good content creators out there, and it feels nice to be able to talk about and to share our joy with other folks. If you haven't heard of these folks, or even if you have, go give them a follow, go give them a like, go give them a subscribe, because there are a bunch of folks and more that are making just some of the most amazing work out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's always room in my ear holes for another show. So if there's something we missed, let us know. I always generally want to have some new content. So yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Shout us out.
And like categorically, we missed a lot of folks out there, but we only have so much time in the day, and Dana's got to go make up other stories about other people, I guess. So right. We gotta let him rest, and hopefully next week we'll be a little bit more back in line when Matt is back here with some wholesome and deeply aggravating dad jokes. So let's move to the end of this show. And Dana, if folks want to get in touch with us, where is it that they can find you?
You can find me on the Twitterbirds at Dana Roach. You can hear me on my other podcast, CMDR Central. I'm writing for EDH Rec and Commander's Herald. And you can find all of us together at patreon.com/EDHRecCast, as well as at twitch.tv/EDHRecCast every Wednesday.
And I'm Joey Schultz. You can find me at Joseph M. Schultz on Twitter, and you can find the cast at EDH RecCast on Facebook and on Twitter as well. Plus, if you've got a question for us, you can contact us at edhrecast@gmail.com. Our thanks go out once again to Chase for assisting us with the post-production of the show. Chase, love you so much. You can find them online at Mana Curves. And we want to thank our sponsors, TCG Player and CardKingdom.com. And you can visit altersleeves.com/EDHRecCast for cool custom EDH Rec sleeves. Listeners, let us know about your favorite creators out there in the Magic universe, and we'll be back at you next week with more data and insights. But until then, remember, EDH Rec your deck before you wreck your deck.